is the tzitz meratzim, elo ovein tumo. It's only talking about if something happened to the bosa, to the dam of the korban, that it became tummy. That really, since it's tummy, you're not allowed to use it. The korban should be posel. Still we say the tzitz meratzim. Why do we pick on this oven of tumma? You know why? Shuhutra meklala b'tzibur. Because we already find someplace else the Torah was makled by this psul of tumma. That nageya to a korban tzibur, we say it's mamash hutra b'tzibur. So it is a riot to Rav Nachman. That since we say by korban tzibur, the issa tumma is hutra, therefore by korban tzibur, you know why it's okay? Because the tzitz is maratza. So that's beyond this posik. That's v'nasa. For Nos Aaron, it's Avon HaKodeshim, it's talking about the psul tumah. If the meat or the dam becomes tumah, even by korban yochid, if you use it, the korban is kosher. Why? Because it's tzitz meratza. Why do we pick this oven of tumah? Because we find someplace else the Torah was makel by tzibur. Shehutra beklola betzibur. For the Gemara of Akashim, Rosh Hashis. For this Bryce, it's a riot to Rav Nachman Akashim, Rosh Hashis. Because here it says clearly that tumah is hutra betzibur. Rashi Yoenu Noisa, Hol Lasher Miyatu means Iyatu Moitza She Noisi Elo Oven Korban Tuma. The only type of oven that the tzitz could help for is the oven tuma. Umaish No De Shadina Le Lakula. Why do we say the kula goes on this oven of tuma? Hoylo Metzino Bo Kalachar. Because we find someplace else the Torah was makel for this oven of tuma. Shohutra Letzibur Mechlal Iser. The Torah was matter it Mechlal something that should have been Iser. Because by carbon yochid it's aser. It's only by carbon tzibur it's hutra. Hilkach shodi bo nami lekula sheyatis meratza oisa the carbon yochid. Ketoni miyah shehutra betzibur al mehetri betzibur. This is the kasha to Rosh Hashis. Our kabbalim it says the reason why the tzitz is meratza and tumas meis and tuma is because betzibur it's hutra. So it's right to Rav Nachman the kasha to Rosh Hashis. Hem d'gmarin echnami tenoihi. This Tana Tanak holds as Hutra, but I have another Tana that holds like me, it's only Dechuya. Where's the Raya? The Tanya learned like this. Tzitz. This beggar that the Kohen Gadol has, the tzitz that he wears on his forehead, that says on the Kodesh Lashem, is Bein Sheyeshnu HaMitzchoy. But whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, Bein Sheyeshnu HaMitzchoy, whether the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still we say Meratza. Still, if the Dam became Tommy, Korban Yochid, and the Kohen put the dam on the Mizbeach, even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still we say the tzitz helps, that korban is okay. The dam is merutza because of the tzitz. Diva Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon Chita. The Kohen does not have to be wearing it, even when he's not wearing it, still is good. Rashi, Ben Sheyesh Na Tzitz HaMitzchoy, Shal Kohen Gadol, Kishira Tum Ala Korban. At the time when your korban became tummy, even if the tzitz is not wearing it, still it's merutza. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Oideyo al mitzchoy. Calls the man the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, then meratza. Then if somebody brought a korban yochid and the dam became tamei, then we say if the Kohen brings the dam on the mizbeach, but the evidence kosher. What about ein oideyo al mitzchoy? Let's say the Kohen Gadol took it off. He's not wearing the tzitz now. Ein meratza. Then if the korban yochid, the dam became tamei, if the Kohanim put the dam on the mizbeach, but the evidence the korban is possible, it's no good. Ein meratza. So you ask Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, Amalei Rabbi Shimon asked the Kasha to Rabbi Yehuda. Koyen Gadol b'Yom HaKippur Rabbi Yochiach. Avaraya by Yom Kippur. Sheina Deya Mitzchoy. There are times when a Koyen Gadol does the avoid Lefnai Lefnim, when he does the avoid inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not allowed to wear the Big Day Zov, he can only wear the Big Day Lovin. So inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he cannot wear the tzitz. Or Meratza. And still, by says the Gemara knew to say that the tzitz is Meratza. That Lu Yitzuya, the dam becomes Tomei, you're allowed to put the dam on the Mizbeach. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's, that's Rabbi Shimon's Raya, that even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still we say it's Meratza. So Rashi Yom HaKippur, Einu HaMitzchoy, B'Shas Avodas Hayom, HaPanimis. When the Kohen Gadol goes inside the Lefnayim Lefnim, he can't wear the tzitz. She'ena Nechtas Lefnim, the Big Day's off. And still we say what? I said the Gemara knew that if the dam became tamei, you're allowed to put the dam on the mizbeach. So Chura, the reason is why? Because the tzitz is meratza. So Gemara says back poshid. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, no, from Yom Kippur can't bring me any raya. Hanech l'koyin gadol b'yom kippur she'atumas hutru le'bitzibur. You know why? Because we're talking about Yom Kippur. The korbanos there are korban tzibur. So by korban tzibur, it's hutru le'bitzibur. So even though the koyin gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still, it's hutra. Why? Not because the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to wear the tzitz. Maybe no, if you need the tzitz, it's only good when you're wearing the tzitz. But a korban tzibah doesn't need a tzitz altogether. A korban tzibah is mamash hutra. That's Rav Yehuda shita. So Kol Ponim Yisir, Rav Yehuda also holds this shita, that tumah is hutri b'tzibah. Now, Mechlad Reb Shimon, the Mar's bringing a raya. What was Reb Shimon's raya, though? Reb Shimon said, no, I have a raya from Yom Kippur that you don't have to wear the tzitz until it's meratza. What's Reb Shimon's raya? Mechlad Reb Shimon sabar, tumah d'chuyi b'tzibah. Reb Shimon's shita is no. It's not enough to say that the tumah is hutra. There's no din hutra b'tzibah. Tumah is only d'chuyi b'tzibah. Therefore, since it's d'chuyi b'tzibah, therefore you have to come onto the tzitz to be meratza. Tzirashi, she tumah hutra loy. Shekule carbon tzibur v'yein etzaruch l'ritzuya tzitz. It doesn't need a tzitz at all. Mechlad Reb Shimon sava no dechuyehi v'tzitzu demaratze lo v'ani tanoi. You mamish need the tzitz. So the shaila, what exactly it means here? Could be means to say that if you hold tumah is dechuyehi v'tzibur, it also needs a tzitz. Ein echlami. If it's hutra v'tzibur, it doesn't need a tzitz at all. Hutra means it's mamish. The Torah says it's hutra gomer, that there's no issa tumah at all negates a tzibur. If you learn the chuya vaisesimus gemara is that really there is an issa tumah. Just by the end, if you have no other way out, you're allowed to bring it betumah. But why? Mashaf the gemara, you need the tzitz to be meratza. So that's from Shimon's raya, that on Yom Kippur Gufa, if the dam became tumah, you are allowed to put it on the mizbeach. Aye, why? The Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. So it's a raya, even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still the tzitz is meratza. So I call upon him, this is a machlokes tanoim. If tumah is the chuya b'tzibur, and then you would need the tzitz, or tumah is only hutra b'tzibur, and then you do not need the tzitz. Omer Rabbi is at the baya. The nishpar tzitz, let's say the tzitz breaks. Not some the pshat, the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. But mamash it broke, then the kuli amaloi pligad loy meratza. Then everybody is maskim that a koponu for korban yochid, the tzitz does not help. It's even according to Reb Shimon, that says you don't have to wear it, but it has to be wearable. If it's broken, though, then he's also masked with not meratza. He pligged, where's the machlokes to toli besichta? If it's hanging on a peg, in other words, he's not wearing it. It's hanging. Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda holds, al metzach, the pasuk says v'notza. Mashma, that you have to wear it. When the tzitz is on the metzach, on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, then we say it helps. Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon says no. Tomid l'rotzen l'fnei Hashem. The pasuk says by the tzitz, it's always a rotzen. It always helps that the kabbonis are okay. So mashm, what does tomid mean? Even my tomid, what does tomid mean? Ilay mit tomid al mitzchoy. If you want to say the mitzvah is that the tzitz mamish has to be on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol 24 hours a day, it's to say there has to be tomid on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Mimish kachas lo. Is that true? Could that be true? Miloy boy yumele beisak isay. Doesn't the Kohen Gadol have to go into the basic Kisei? And since it says Kodesh Lashem and has Hashem's name on the tzitz, pshit, you can't bring it into the basic Kisei. So you can't say that the mitzvah tomid, it always has to be on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Umiloi boy yimeinim, doesn't he have to go to sleep? And when he goes to sleep, he can't wear the tzitz, like we'll soon see. You can't have a hesach adas. Close the mind, you're wearing it, you have to think about the tzitz. So you're not allowed to go to sleep with the tzitz. So doesn't the Kohen Gadol have to sleep also? So Pshita, the Kohen Gadol, does not have to wear the tzitz the whole time. Ibizoy Ela Tomid, what does the pasuk mean? Tomid the Rotzain? Reb Shimon holds, Ela Tomid Meratzu. Kisaydi the tzitz is Meratzu. As even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, even though it's down on the floor, it's hanging, still it's Meratzu. If Korban Yochid became Tomei, and if they bring the dam, the Korban is kosher. For the moral of Yehuda, Nami Yaksif Tomid, I of Yehuda, what, good, you say the Pasuk al Metzach, Masha, why it's only Meratza when he's wearing it, but the Pasuk says Tomid. What does the word Tomid mean according to you? You can't say he has to wear his Kiseida. That's not possible. So what does the word Tomid mean? And according to you, it's not Meratza Tomid. According to you, Rabbi Yudom, it's only Meratza when he's wearing it. But when he's not wearing it, it's not Meratza. So what do you do? Have the Gemara, who Tomid, what the Pasuk means? Shlo yesiach daitim imenu. That calls the mind the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, he has to think about it. He can't be Masir Das, he can't take his mind away from thinking about the tzitz. Kedir Rabba Bar Rav Huna, the Yom Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayiv Odom Lamashmesh Betfilin, Betfilov V'chol Shor, V'shor. Calls the mind you're wearing tefillin on you, you have to be Mamashish, means touch it, means think about it. Not to have Hesach Das. Don't go off thinking about something else, you have to say to think about your tefillin. And how does he know this? It's a kal v'chomer mitzitz. It's a kal v'chomer by the Kohen Gadol when he wears it sits. When the Kohen Gadol wears a tzitz, Shane Vayelas Korachas, it only says one time Hashem's name, it says Kodesh Lashem. One time, Omra Torah Mitzre Tamid, still the Torah says it should be on his forehead, Tamid. What does the word Tamid for always mean? It doesn't mean he has to wear it for always. It means Shlo Yesiach Dait Mimenu, that Kol Zaman the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, his mind has to be on it, Tamid. He can't be Masid, he can't take his mind off it. Is tefillin, when we wear the mitzvah tefillin, we wear tefillin, sheyesh ben askaras harbi. In the dalet parshas of the tefillin, it says many times Hashem's name. In alachas kama v'kama, that you kishenat be masiach das when you're wearing the tefillin. That's why there's a mitzvah to be mashris, feel your tefillin, to say that to make you think about the tefillin, not to be masiach das. Yeah. But I call upon him, that's this machloikis. We have a machloikis here. We have Yehuda and Yav Shimon. Is it tzitz marat even when you're not wearing it? And the Gemara says, Nafkimina by Yom Kippur, even though the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz, still why is it meratz according to Rabbi Yehuda? That there it is, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's, that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita is not like that. So male of the Machlekes, Rabbi Nachman, the Meshesh is Takatol in the Machlekes Tanoim.
So what we're coming out now, what we learned so far is that according to Rabbi Nachman, if Yo Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, that means that Tomei Meis is like Huta, the Torah didn't ask with Negev to Karbonis a Korban Tzibur. That means whether the Korban itself has Tumas Meis on it, or whether the Koyin that's bringing the Korban, and he has a Tumas Meis, it's Hutra, you're allowed to do it, without any read to the Tzitz. However, according to Rosh Hashanah holds no, that Tumas is only the Chuyah B'Tzibur. That means that Metchila try and find something else. Now throughout the Sugya, we learn two different types of the Chuyah by Tumah. It could be where the Kohen is Tomei, where Mata is the Kohen, that's called Tumas Aguf. And then there's a case of Tumas HaKorban, where the Korban, where the Dam, or where the Mincha in itself became Tomei. Now, at the beginning of the Sugi, we're talking about Avada, where the Kohen itself was Tomei. Now, where the Kohen himself is Tomei, that was saying it's Tuchui Hibitzibur, Pshita, that's only a Heter by Tumas Meis. Let's say the Kohen has other Tumah, let's say the Kohen is a Zav, or the Kohen is a boil needer, or the Kohen has other tumas on him, then Avad is not Hutra, or it's not even the Chuya. It's only Mut Hutter or the Chuya for Kohen to do the Avodah if he has tumas meis. And according to Rosh Hashanah, that's only Hutter when you have no other Kohen to do it. But Metchila, you have to try and find Kohanim Torim to do the Avodah. But if you can't find any Kohanim Torim, then by Korban Tzibur, they're allowed to do it to Kohanim if they have only tumas meis. But other tumas are not Hutra. Mashenkin again to the korban itself. When the korban itself became tummy, if yod tum is the chuya, our sugya's mashma. For this, you have to come unto the reeds for the tzitz. That even by a korban tzibur, it's not mutter unless you have the tzitz to be meratza. Now the tzitz is meratza even on shar tumas also. Slav davka tumas ames. That if the dam became tummy or the mincha or the korban became tummy, even if a sheretz touched it. Lav davka has to have tumas meis. That's the locha that the tzitz is maratza on any tumah. On oven of tumah, the tzitz is maratza. And it's not enough gemina whether it's a korban tzibur or whether it's a korban yochid. The tzitz is maratza. So that was Rabbi Shimon's raya that on Yom Kippur, if the meat of the dam of the animal became tumah, still you're allowed to bring it on Yom Kippur. So the question was, either your Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. So if he's not wearing the tzitz, why is it mutter? So that's from Shimon's raya that he holds Tumah is only the Chuyah B'tzibur. So therefore, from the Gaya to the Tumah of the Korban itself, it's only Mutter when you have the Koyach of the Tzitz. Either Kohen Gadol is not wearing it when he goes Lefnaya Lefnim. So that was from Shimon's raya, even when the Kohen is not wearing the Tzitz, still the Tzitz is Maratza, that the Dam, even though it's Tumah, you're allowed to bring it. However, Tosfos Shita, on the bottom of Zayin Omid Beis, on the bottom, Tosfos Mechlad Rav Shimon, Tosfos said a little bit not like this. Tosfos holds that even for the tumah of the dam, if the korban itself became tumei on the korban tzibur, I would say it's duchuya even without the tzitz. Therefore, Tosfos asked the kasha, what's Reb Shimon's raya that the tzitz is meratz on Yom Kippur, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it? Tosfos asked the kasha, maybe the reason why it's duchuya is because since it's a korban tzibur is duchuya. Tosfos, just like by the gavra. Just like if the Kohen is Tomei, we say by Korban Tzibur, if there's no other Kohen, it's Tchuyam. So maybe the same thing by the Dam. even if the dam became tamei, maybe without the tzitz lagamri, since it's a korban sibur, that alone is the chuyah. That's what Tosis kasha. So Tosis mashma that as the din from a korban sibur will be the chuyah, even the dam would be dochui without the tzitz. And Tosis teretz is here v'yishleim dochui kam Reb Shimon kain godi v'kip yachiyach dinit mahar korban biyodai.
That's the Gemara's raya. Like it's mashma here on Yom Kippur, even though you could find another korban that's tor, we don't tell the kohen gadol he has to find another kohen, another korban. The question is why? So the answer is you have to say because Yom Kippur has two milas to it. First of all, it's a kohen, it's a korban zibur, and also the tzitz is maratza. So when you have two things together, the tzitz is maratza and it's a korban zibur, then we say, even though tumah is only dechuya, you don't have to look for another korban. So that was Reb Shimon's raya to say that the tzitz is maratza, even when the kohen is not wearing the tzitz. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding off chesam and aleph. But in the middle of shalom, again, I'm achleikis, which we had before, between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. That the shalom is the tzitz that the kohen gadol has, that's maratza. When the korban itself is tamei, v'dievet, if you bring it, it's okay. Why? Because of the tzitz. So you had before that Yehuda says it's only good oideiwa mitzcha maratza. Ein oideiwa mitzcha ein maratza. If Yehuda's shita was the tzitz only helps when the kohen gadol wears it. When he doesn't wear it, it's not maratza. And Reb Shimon holds no, that even when the tzitz is not on the kohen gadol, when he's not wearing it, still it's maratza. Reb Shimon brought a raya from the Avodas Yom Kippurim that we said it's maratz even though he's not wearing it when he goes with Maya Lefnim. Such a Reb Shimon's raya, even when you're not wearing it, still we say the tzitz is maratz. So whereas the question at the bottom we had, we have Yehuda Nam Yaksiv Tomid. It says you have to have it on your Tomid. So who Tomid Shle Yisir Daitim Imen we had? He should not be Masir Das. Kedir Rav Avrafuna, the Yom Rav Avrafuna, Chayvod L'Mashas Metfil Mechol Shom. For sure, kavuchamim etzitz. That tamid just means the tzitz. Whenever he is wearing it, he should not take away his mind from the tzitz. Just like a kavuchamim from tefillin. That we learn out chayvod l'mashas b'tefillin mechol shor. You're supposed to move your tefillin all the time. Kavuchamim etzitz. And what's the kavuchamim?